What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the One of Us Community Podcast. This is the podcast where we take members from the One of Us community, give them the platform to tell their stories, let you get a little bit more to know about them, and kind of spotlight them for their community involvement and things like that. So this week I'm joined by a longtime community member and Mixer streamer, Daedric Angel. Most know him as The Beard. But he's joining me tonight. We talk about a whole bunch of stuff, from tourist spots in St. Louis to spicy foods to the history of his experiences with gaming. So it's a pretty good episode. I had a lot of fun recording it. We had a good time last Friday chatting for a little bit. A little bit of housekeeping. Obviously, people reached out and said they liked the format of the last monthly review episode with Pelp. So we'll kind of keep that going on a monthly basis. I had a lot of fun doing it. It was kind of cool to highlight some of the community achievements as well in the show. Also, I've mentioned it in the past, I have a list of people that I have seen that are, potential guests on future shows. I'm always accepting of suggestions for that. I can't guarantee that I'll be able to get people on in a timely manner. I mean, right now, I think the list is like 15 to 20 people long. But if you ever, have a suggestion of somebody that you would like to see on the show, this is the community's podcast. So feel free to DM me, shoot me a message on Discord or Twitter, and let me know who you want to see. And I'll do my best to get as many people on as I possibly can. Other than that, just sit back and enjoy the show. Daedric's a really, really funny guy, really interesting person to interview. So hang out. It's about another hour or so, and enjoy the newest episode of the One of Us Community Podcast. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 39 of the One of Us Community Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Rock City Roller, and tonight I'm joined by the number one beard in One of Us, I believe, Daedric Angel. How's it going, man?
Good, good. I don't know if I'd say number one, but one of the best.
One of the best. Top five.
I won't ever say I'm the best of anything, so we'll just say it's a beard among beards.
It's a beard among beards. I'll dig that. Now, all right. Daedric Angel, did I say that right before we go through?
You did.
We go through a whole podcast.
A lot of people mess it up.
Before we go through a whole podcast and me messing that up, like, I wanted to get that out.
Right.
There.
I had to teach Rusty how to pronounce it today.
That's awesome. So obviously you've been a member of the community for a while. You also stream on Mixer. Why don't you give, any listeners that may not be, because we do have some listeners that are actually outside of the community. So people that may have not caught you, may have not interacted with you before, why don't you give them a brief rundown on kind of like what you do out there on the internet?
A bunch of craziness, a bunch of randomness. But like you said, I'm a streamer on Mixer. I've been on Mixer for a year, a couple months now, a year and 2-3 months, something like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm a variety streamer. I definitely play variety because I can't stick to one thing. You know, I can't even have a favorite color or a favorite soda or anything like that longer than a couple months probably. You know, I gotta have variety, otherwise I get bored. I've been that way my whole life.
Yeah.
So definitely variety. And yeah, so I'm a variety streamer, and yeah.
So variety streamer, but I have a feeling that you have a game right now that you're playing above all else. Would I be right?
How do you know I do? Because I delayed you and you wanted to start early.
I was so proud of myself, right? Like, normally we start recording at 9 o'clock, and I was down here at like 8:15. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hit him up, right? We'll be early, we'll get everything done quick. Everybody can get back to their lives. And I'm like, yo, you want to go a little early tonight? And you're like, yeah, let me finish this mission in Borderlands. Yes, and I'm like, definitely. All right, yeah, that'll take a couple minutes. And now it's 8:59 and we're just getting started. So it's right on time.
So we're not late.
No, we're not late.
Started right on time.
Yeah. Technically, we were 2 minutes early.
Well, see, in my family, we have this saying, if you're not early, you're late. There is no middle ground. You're either early or you're late.
Yep.
So, like, even back when I was working, it was like, half hour early, usually I'd get to work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes more, and I'd play like Magic the Gathering while waiting for work to start.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, especially at work, like I'm the same way. I'm the guy that shows
like
that up.
School too. Like my senior year, I'd get to school like an hour and a half before school started, and I would sleep in my car.
Okay, I can't say that. I was maybe not as well, on time at school.
I wanted that first couple spots because I had to.
I didn't live on campus, but we were like within walking distance of our academic building. So it was like, I could roll out with the hangover and, you know, grab a cup of coffee.
Oh, no. I'm talking about senior year here. I didn't have hangovers while I was not starting school.
I was talking about senior year too. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Fair enough. Cool. Yeah. So you're playing Borderlands now. That's pretty,
I started playing it last night at 11 Central, right at release.
Yep.
Played it till about 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I had to go to bed. Well, actually, no, about almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow!
And I had to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go to Wi-Fi doctor appointment.
That's
I've been dragging ass all day.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah,
I've had many of those nights in the past.
Right.
So have you always,
as a gamer, it's a requirement.
Right, like you almost like relegate yourself that you're gonna have those nights that you just like, you know, you're not gonna get sleep. Mm-hmm. Like I had a stream either like a couple months ago. It was during the Embers for All test, and like stream was just going really well. Like everybody was hanging out. Like there was a lot of activity, and I lost track of time, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And my son generally wakes up between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. And I'm like, holy shit, guys, like I need to go to sleep because I'm gonna have to be up in 3 hours. And yeah, like you said, you drag ass the next day, but you know, you get through it. You get through it. It's for the love of games, right?
Well, see, I've always been a night owl, so I typically stay up late no matter what I'm doing. It's mm-hmm. just I sleep better if I go to bed late.
Yeah.
So usually I don't wake up till like 10 o'clock, you know, in the morning or so.
Yeah.
My wife works, you know, usually around lunchtime, so it works out.
Okay, that works.
And like, but there's been days where like if I didn't have anything restricting me, whether it was just playing a game or streaming or both, obviously.
Yeah.
Like I'd have days I'd wait. I'd be like, okay, it's really time to get out of here. I've been sitting here. It's like probably the sun's coming up, which I always hated that. Like you walk out of the sun's, I was like, ah, no, my eyes, you know, I'm gonna melt. Like a vampire. But no, so I'd go upstairs and I'm like, oh yeah, the sun's up, and I hear my daughter wake up. Please don't be raining, because that means I gotta take her to the bus stop instead of her walking, and I don't get to go to sleep right away. Which has happened many times.
Yeah. So have you always been into games then?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see. I guess the easiest way to put this is my family was spoiled.
Okay.
I won't say like well off or rich or not like that, but my grandmother was a very caring grandmother. She was a very providing grandmother. If she knew somebody really, really wanted something and wanted to shut up about it, odds are it would end up happening, but she'd make you feel guilty for it at least for a little bit. Like specifically, like you're saying you're walking through a store, say, oh, grandma, I want this controller, or I want this, you know, toy or whatever age I was at.
Yeah.
And she had this saying, she'd always be like, well, you should buy 7. Or you need 7. And honestly, my life goal is based around that number now.
Really?
My life goal is to own a fleet of charter fishing boats that are amphibious. So kind of like those Ride the Ducks you see at like,
yeah.
you know, tourist areas.
Yeah.
That, or I would love to have a what is it called? A panther. It kind of looks like a jeep.
But yeah.
It's amphibious.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy one of them, which granted they're, you know, $250,000 on average.
Yeah.
I want one of them, start it there, and then just work my way up. And I want a fleet of 7 of them, with 7 drivers that are trained to do them. Well, 6, because better damn well believe I'm going to be driving one.
Hell yeah.
They'll probably be parked in my driveway. So, like, that's like my goal, or I should say my dream. I won't say my goal, because I know it's never going to happen. We'll say my dream.
Yeah. Like, if you won the lottery, that's what's happening.
Right. But yeah. Yeah, I've been in gaming since I was a young age. I was the youngest of 3 brothers, and growing up in our age, you know, I'm an 80s kid, so growing up through like the, what I call the best time to be a gamer,
yeah.
you get to experience that whole evolution of gaming.
Yeah.
Now, being the youngest of 3 brothers, growing up, there was either a player 1 and player 2, And that was it.
There was never Player 3.
There was another a Player 3 Little Brother Gets to Watch.
Yep.
That was Player 3. His Little Brother Gets to Watch. But, you know, I eventually got to hop in some games. And then eventually my grandmother got me an Atari.
Oh, nice.
And I got to play on the Odyssey. I don't know if you've heard of that. It was made by Magnavox.
Yep.
Pretty much looked like a keyboard with an Atari slot.
Yeah, that was back in like the early days of gaming where like everybody was trying to get
in on it. Golf was literally a yeah. You see a little stick going around. Yeah. Yep. Like it was amazing at that age though, because you're just like, dude, I get to play a game. I don't care if it doesn't look good.
But like you said, like Magnavox made Magnavox made a console because like everybody was trying to get in and have it fall out and see who was going to be the leader when it came out of like the first console war, so to speak.
Right. And Magnavox, if I'm not mistaken, was one of the first commercial consoles in America.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, we went from there and I had Genesis, we've had Nintendo's, my brother had the original Sega, so like Spy vs. Spy kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, classic. Genesis, you know, all the way up the line. Honestly, the only console I cannot remember ever owning in my family was the original Xbox.
Really?
I didn't own an Xbox until 2006. Then, it was all PC, PlayStation, Genesis, Nintendo stuff. But, yeah.
That's
pretty much it.
And now, what do you play on now?
Mostly I play on Xbox. Most of my friends that I've met over the years, I met through Xbox. Especially a majority of the people I play with, I met through an ARC server that I used to host.
Yeah.
So they pretty much met me by having the server admin fly over their base on a rainbow-colored Spinosaur that was flying through the air. They never forgot it. They still troll me about it every once in a while. I'm like, hey. It was awesome. I don't care if it was rainbow. It was awesome. It's a flying Spino. You don't see that every day.
That's one game that I've never been able to get into. I've never really tried it.
Don't do it.
But, man, it's always looked so janky, but then a lot of people just absolutely adore it.
Right. It is a great game, but it can get very buggy. And if you're into, like, competition stuff on, like, Sandbox stuff, do not play that game. At least in my opinion. I personally am not a big of player versus player stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I will play, you know, stuff on Xbox that is, but if it's something that you're going to put a lot of time into to develop a base and all that and try to advance through the game, level up, like ARK or a sandbox game, no. Because by the time you get a base built, you're about to start going out and, you know, doing boss fights and doing, you know, extra stuff that's harder. By the time you're about ready to do that, you get raided, you got to start all over, rebuild the base, and then repeat the process.
Yeah.
I would like to play PvP on a game like that, or PvE on a game like that, because I feel like you can get more into the game. You can get more customized with your house, you can make it look better, more aesthetic. I hate that word.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to me, games like that, the PvP ruins it, because like as soon as you get raided, you're just like all bummed out, and you got to go all through this again, mine the stuff, build the stuff, and, yeah. It just threw me for a loop.
I can see that.
It was a great game. Yeah. I remember when I first played it. I don't even know who told me about it. I think I downloaded like a demo of it or something. And I loaded into a like official server, PvE. And first thing you do is you wake up naked on the beach. I look up, get the foggy, you know, intro video kind of feel out of your eyes. And I look in front of me and there's just this massive Bronto. And I'm like, okay,
that's
a big
dope.
Bronto.
Yeah.
And then it shit on my head. Literally,
really?
Like this, you know, comically large beach ball size dinosaur turd just comes flying from the sky. And I'm just sitting there in shock. I'm like, wait, did that dinosaur just shit?
On my head.
And then about that time, top across of my screen, I see a little notification that says, you have defecated. What? Dude, I whipped around, I looked down, and there below me, in all of its round and chunky goodness, I defecated myself. I shit right there on the beach. And I'm just like, yeah, I gotta go to work now, but when I get home, I'm buying this game. I didn't know anything else about the game. All I know is a dinosaur shit on me, and then I crap myself right there on the beach.
And you were hooked.
I was sold.
I like it.
Yeah. And then, you know, it turned into stuff like, you know, purposely pooping on people's beds and tables and stuff like that. But
so
you do what you do.
So outside of Ark, like what games do you usually gravitate towards, like as a player?
Primarily, I would say RPG.
Yeah.
I have played everything from Arena all the way up to Skyrim. I've even played ESO. We'll call it ESO.
Yeah.
I liked it, but it just it burned out. I felt like you either had to have like the ESO Plus or not play the game was my feel on it.
Yeah,
like mainly RPG. So like I've grown up, I got to play Arena, like the first PC Elder Scrolls game.
Just, yeah.
Honestly, it's been so long, I don't really remember too much about it, except, you know, obviously graphically it was different. But like,
a little
I
bit.
Remember the days of playing Daggerfall. Like, even though we got all this new stuff, the one thing that's always stuck with me over any RPG is Daggerfall. Because there was this thing, I guess you could kind of call it a bug, but not really. I guess you could just consider it clever. You could go into a, like, a armor shop or general store or whatever, and go sit in the corner of this place. Wait for the shopkeeper to go to bed, rob him blind, walk outside, wait until morning, come back in, sell all of his stuff right back to him. And I did it over and over and over.
I believe that's called farming.
Yeah, that's called farming.
Yeah.
It's a glitch. It's yeah. It's a game feature. It's not a bug.
No, it's a strat.
They just have stupid vendors that don't catch on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, unlike now where it's a little red hand, oh, this item's stolen. They just know. How do they know?
They just know it's stolen. Like, you know,
the
you
nine
know.
Have told them, this item is stolen, Mr. Shopkeeper.
And now, obviously, you're playing Borderlands now.
Oh, yeah. I played the other ones with friends mainly. Just, you know, I don't know if I ever actually streamed Borderlands 2, but I have played it, you know, not too long ago.
Yeah.
But, like, we played it a lot, and I'm just like, Borderlands 3? Yeah, I gotta get it. So I actually made the specific effort to wait till, like, I noticed Obi was streaming, and I'm like, alright, let's do this. We go on Obi's. I'm like, hey, Obi, can you throw up the super deluxe version, the $100 one? I'm like, can you throw this on your little buy thing?
So yeah.
He's like, I think so. I'm sitting there, I'm holding my card, tapping it against the desk. Like, come on, Obi. Come on, Obi. Come on, Obi. It pops up there. I'm like, yes! Refresh. Ding. Bought it.
Perfect.
The waiting began.
Perfect. How you enjoying it so far?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm playing as, I don't want to pronounce it wrong, but I think it's Moz, Mox, something like that. It's M-O-Z-E. I think it's Moz or Moz, something like that. I called it Mozy at first. Mox. I called it Moxie at first because of I was getting confused with something else. But yeah. But basically, it's kind of like Borderlands version of D.Va.
Okay,
so
yeah.
You run around the normal Borderlands style, shooting your guns and all that, but then you have this ability, which, sadly, her abilities are kind of limited. Like, so far, at least, I have just that one ability, drop your mech. But when you drop that mech, like, you can use chain guns, you can use, like, I think it's called a railgun. If it's not a railgun, it's similar to a railgun.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a grenade launcher, which I just realized probably half hour ago, right around the time you messaged me, that you can switch your layout out on that with the skills and turn your grenade launcher into a rocket launcher.
Beautiful.
That also has another perk that you can upgrade it into homing rockets.
Perfect. Even better.
And destroys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got real.
That's cool. I'm you know what? Like, I never got into the Borderlands games. I think a lot of it had to do with, like, the gunplay just always felt off for me. And coming from...
Smoother.
Yeah, coming from somebody that like plays a lot of Destiny, like Destiny has very good gunplay, and I think I've gotten spoiled in trying to go and play Borderlands. After playing Destiny, I always felt off, and I couldn't. It detracted too much from me that like I couldn't get through like the leveling process, so I never got to experience like the end game or anything like that. But I have heard that the gunplay in Borderlands 3 feels a lot more Destiny-esque.
Destiny, you can do like slides and stuff like that across the ground, right?
Yeah.
I haven't played Destiny 2 in like since first couple weeks I was out. I think I rented it. I played Destiny 1 and 2 a lot, but only the beginning of 2.
Mm-hmm.
But that is something they added in Borderlands 3.
Yeah.
You can actually do vaulting. So, like, if you jump next to like a crate or a lower building, you can climb up the rest of the way, which is an amazing feature to have in any game. DayZ.
Yeah.
but like another thing was the sliding. So, like, if you've got a decent shotgun and you got somebody camping behind a barrel like they always do in games,
mm-hmm.
you run at it, hit that slide, spin around, and bap them with that shotgun, and you just, it's so smooth feeling.
Yeah.
And, like, the graphical, like, everybody knows Borderlands has that, you know, that trademark comic style 3D look.
Yeah, the cel-shaded art, yeah.
Right. They, to me personally, I feel like they've gone above and beyond with the, like the definition of the shading and all that. So it has more yep. of a depth perception to it.
Yeah.
So like walk up to something and it's kind of like, oh, I can't think of a good way to explain it. Like watching a video on TV versus VR, like mm-hmm. that much of a difference to where you can see a good depth perception when you're around yeah. an eye. It looks amazing.
I noticed that because the first time I tried to play Borderlands 2, like I played that on Xbox. And then the most recent time I tried to play it, obviously I played it on PC. And like I noticed a difference right away because I, you know, obviously I cranked all the graphical settings on PC, and it just like even though like it's not like the art style isn't very like graphics heavy with like reflections and, you know, particle effects and shit like that, like it still looks good. Like they do that art style right, really exactly. well.
Yeah, it's like a comic book brought to life in the best
possible yeah, that, way you can think of. Yeah, it's such a good way to explain
not
it.
Not like the anime style, like legit comic book style.
Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you're living in it, right? Like the whole world exactly. is that art style. And like everything seems to fit. Like everything that they do, like from the guns to like even like those vending machines that you get ammo and health packs from, like everything seems to fit in that world with that art style. Like nothing looks out of place with it.
Right. I'm just hoping they don't bring it to VR.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to buy it for PC too.
Well, I mean, you should anyways.
Like, I haven't bought the Borderlands 2 for VR, but I have Skyrim for VR.
Yeah.
Holy crap. It is a whole new world when you have a dragon fly over your head. Oh, like
dude,
that.
I can imagine.
And like dual wielding magic, and you're just like, look one way. Okay, there's a guy over here. Let's aim this hand over here. Oh, there's a guy over here. Let's just aim our hands where we can't even see him, but we know we're hitting them and just roast them both.
You get that real like Emperor Palpatine experience.
Oh yeah, I will admit I definitely put the lightning on, and I'm like, I hope help comes to the screen right now. I haven't played that in VR. Actually, I haven't played VR. I think the last VR game I played was No Man's, which yeah. was another great one in VR.
Yeah,
totally new game in VR.
You know what? I honestly have not experienced VR yet.
It is an experience that is, I guess you'd say explainable, but like the actual impact of how amazing it
yeah.
is, especially if you have a decent system. I'm not talking like the old school little red goggle things you stuck on your face.
No.
Dollar store digital game or something. No, but like real VR, even comparing to like, you know, like the more low-key stuff, like the mm-hmm. Samsung Gear and stuff like that. I use the Samsung Gear, but God, it overheated so quick.
Really?
But like, well, my wife, she has something similar to it, but it has a screen built in. It's called the Oculus Go, I believe it's called.
Okay.
And it only has the one controller. And I've played on it. It's actually pretty nice. It's nowhere near what an Oculus Rift or
yeah.
you know, a 5 or any of those would be, because they have that full hand tracking. And actually, I have 3 sensors in my room for that, so I get like tracking from behind as well. And then for a while I actually had an Xbox Kinect, like the day
yep.
one edition
yep.
Xbox One Kinect, and I programmed it using some like a Kinema and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
for full body tracking.
Oh, that's pretty
so,
cool.
Like, I'd go in yeah. these games to where normally somebody on a Rift or any system, the most they would have is their hands would move. Their arms would typically disappear or sit flat their size, but their hands would move. Me? No, I go in there and I can kick at people and take punches at them. And
cool.
like everybody's just like, wait, how are you doing that? I'm like, I'm magic.
That's wild. I have a Kinect sitting around because my Xbox is still a day one Xbox because obviously.
Oh, and it still works?
Yeah.
I still have mine. My disk drive went out.
I mean, mine doesn't get a ton of use, right? Because I play primarily on PC.
Right. Yeah,
so, enough, like, right now, my Xbox is being used as a monitor stand so that my 4th monitor is at the same level as all the other ones.
I mean, it's a good looking monitor stand, at least.
I mean, yeah. And if I plug it in, it'd be functional, right? I played Destiny on it.
I'm remind me of back in the day. My brother had this little like power panel thing he stuck under his monitor. It had switches on it.
Yeah.
And it would control like the power to his monitor, his printer, and all that just by flipping it under there.
Yeah.
And I was always just like, why don't you just push the button? Why do you need that little fancy thing?
Because it looks cool, man.
Yeah, fair enough. I was probably just jealous because I didn't have a computer at the time.
So how, like, so obviously you've been gaming, you know, all your life. What got you into content creation? Like, where did you decide, hey, I want to start streaming this live on the internet?
Well, actually, we were just talking about No Man's. When No Man's came out, I decided I was going to buy it on PC because my friends were talking about it. I decided to look into it, and I was like, oh, dude, this looks amazing. I'm going to have fun with this. So I bit the bullet, found, like, a cheap code somewhere on the internet for Steam, bought it for PC,
mm-hmm.
and... well, since I was on the Xbox, I knew about the Mixer thing, but I didn't really mess with it.
Yeah.
But I would, like, I couldn't really stream it to the Xbox that way, because I didn't have capture cards or anything like that, and I didn't know how to do any of the stream stuff. So I kind of just got the basics, grabbed some OBS, figured out how to set it up, didn't worry about anything else with it, was running on a very, very out-of-date gaming computer that was out-of-date when I got it. And I streamed No Man's Sky to Mixer just for some friends to watch it. And so they were there, you know, giving me ideas to try stuff, things like that. And the next thing I know, I'm just getting follow after follow after follow. I streamed this game for 6 days, and I went from 5 followers to like 160.
Wow.
In 6 days.
Yeah.
And it just blew my mind. And I mean, like, I got into great conversations with them. It's just what made me want to stream. Like, that interaction, it just changed my whole, you know, outlook on gaming. It's like, yeah, I play games for my friends. I play them by myself. I fall asleep during them if I play them too long. And then I'm like, these people are actually enjoying this. They're enjoying, you know, asking me questions about different features of the game, even though I don't know much about it. I've only been playing it for a couple days. And it just blew my mind. I'm like, yes, I really want to get into this. So I'm just like, okay, I got extra money now. We're gonna run up to Micro Center because, you know, I've heard lots of great things about Micro Center. It's a great store. And I go in there and I'm looking at PCs online, which is never a good idea.
No, never.
About them. But I go in there and I have this PC that I was gonna look at, and this will give you an idea of this place. I don't know if you've ever heard of Micro Center or not. But
I'm super jealous because I don't have a Micro Center near me.
There's only like, what is it, like 20 of them in the States?
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
I have one that's about a half hour, 45 minutes at the most.
Yep, and they generally have like some of the best deals on PC components. Like, I mean,
dude, you can walk in there knowing nothing about computers, and it makes you just like, it's like PC porn for people that know nothing about PCs.
Mm-hmm.
It's that amazing of a store. So I go in there, and I had like the web page or whatever, the model I was looking at on my phone. So I knew some basics about computers. I played around with them back when I was like 6 years old, because my brothers were in like this. Like Boy Scouts for computers in a way.
Yeah.
So like back then I was actually putting together stuff when I was like 6-7 years old and knew nothing about computers, but I knew enough, you know, growing up to, you know, say, okay, I can throw some memory in or whatever. But I go in there with this, like, you know, generic computer build that's on, you know, pre-built thing. I look at them like, this is kind of what I'm thinking. I want to play some, you know, PC games and stream and stuff like that, mainly streaming from it, but I would love it to be able to play games. I mean,
yeah.
I'm gonna buy a computer, I might as well have more use out of it than streaming. And this guy looks at me, he's like, you don't want that one. He looks around, he's like, you don't want this one, you don't want this one, you don't want this one. He's like, if you want something that's comparable to that, or actually, we won't even say comparable, if you want something that's better than that and actually about $200 cheaper, he's like, go with this one here. So he starts comparing this. Like, he shows me all these different computers in the area. Like, he's comparing it like a pro. And they don't, I think they do make a little commission there, but... Like, the way he did it was professional, and it was honest.
Yeah.
Like, I knew enough to know he was being honest, and he knew his stuff. So I ended up getting this, they call them a power spec is their build, kind of like I Buy Power and all that, but power spec is made by them. And you figure a company like that, they sell the parts, they're getting them at their, you know, vendor prices and all that, so they can build these computers for, you know, a lot cheaper than a lot of places would be able to get them, because they got to get, like, the markups from, you know, somebody else producing them. So, like,
yeah.
You get a Best Buy or something, you get like a compact or whatever.
I think so. Yeah, you know.
That was one of my first computers. Actually, funny enough, the first computer I bought was called a PS2. It PS4 before PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
And I understood what the PS meant because I took it back to the store the next day and went and bought a different computer. But I was so mad, though, because the game they had on it, like this roller coaster builder thing, oh, the game was amazing back in the day. It was like one of my favorite games. It was the only computer that came with it, though. So I was like, yeah, God. Get rid of this PS and get me a different computer. And I got I don't remember what I bought, maybe a Packard Bell or something. Or
yeah.
A long, long time ago.
All these.
Like 386 and 486.
Yep.
Megabytes. Nobody knew what a gigabyte was.
Yeah, we hadn't gotten that far yet.
Bytes and megabytes and... It kind of megabyted. But, yeah. I mean, I grew up using Windows without a mouse.
Yep.
Most people are like, wait, they had computers that didn't use a mouse?
How is that possible?
Yeah, it was called MS-DOS and a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing, a TV contest show thing, game show. Price is Right, actually. It was a Price is Right game that was on, like, old floppy 5.5.
Oh, yeah.
The floppy, not the non-floppy floppy.
Yeah, the one that was actually floppy.
Yeah, the one that was actually floppy. But yeah, like, so anyway, yeah, I got way off topic. But so, like, this computer, I could talk all day, man. This computer, I go in there and I get this. It's a pretty good-looking computer. Had one of the newer i5s in it. I was like, yeah, I'll save a little bit, get the i5. So I didn't want to go overboard. And it had the 1070, so I was like, all right, that's the main things that I need. You know, good RAM, good graphics card. Actually had an Asus board. I love Asus products. Asus.
I did too.
But yeah, like my old computer, which is still in the other room, it has all Asus parts in it. What's funny is when I got it, I had a gaming computer that the laptop, and the heat sinks and all that like were completely shot. So it was going to cost me quite a bit to get them fixed.
Yeah.
So I ended up contacting this guy. I lived on the other side of the river from us, probably, hour away. And he ran a business that was like office supplies and he rebuilt computers. And he had a gaming computer that he offered me in trade for this thing.
Cool.
And this gaming computer was, I would say, at least on par with my computer, my laptop, or better. But the thing was, he could reuse a laptop for office purposes and remarket it.
Yeah.
Whereas that gaming computer, he wasn't going to be able to make anything off it.
Really. Yeah.
So I got this thing, brought it back home, went to Micro Center, got a graphics card for it. I don't remember what it was. Get back from Micro Center, plug this thing in, and I'm like, oh, where's my graphics card? Oh my God. So I called this guy up. He's like, yeah, sounds like the motherboard's bad. Bring it back up here. I'll take care of it. The dude had contacts with Asus. Not over $900 worth of parts, and it didn't cost me a dime.
Wow.
I only had this computer for like, 2 weeks? Brand new, off the line, motherboard, memory, and chip.
Wow. You can't complain about that.
He was like, you got lucky. I'm like, dude, I really got lucky. He's like, it didn't cost me nothing. I just wanted to make sure you didn't get screwed over. I'm an honest guy. I'm like,
well, that's, I mean, that's cool.
If I ever need any business stuff, I'll be looking you up. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of why I go for that.
If I ever start a company.
But yeah, dude, I'd be the heck out of this computer. Like, I put it through so much. I've put it through RuneScape, which isn't very demanding.
Oh, yeah. Do you realize people still play RuneScape, like, heavily?
Yes, and it bothers me. And I will tell you why. Because of microtransactions.
RuneScape
is not the ultimate grind it was, which was what made achievements in 99 so exciting for people.
Yeah.
When you can literally just go dump a wad of cash and get experience, like, lamps and money and rare stuff, like, you ruined RuneScape.
So, I actually logged into RuneScape, like, a year ago. Because I was curious as if my work at the time would let me run RuneScape on my work computer while I was working. Spoiler alert, they did.
Yep. I used to play it in a library.
Yeah.
Libraries banned everything.
Yeah. And I was shocked when I logged in and like there was a ton of people on the server. I'm like, this is insane. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, see, I used right after high school, we moved down. Me and my mom moved down to my grandmother's lake property. I was fishing every day. It was like but you can only do so much fishing and sitting around in a cabin that has no internet, not even a phone. We had a cell phone. That was it.
Oh,
that thing barely worked because it was a lake community in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need something to do. And I decided, I was going to go into local town, which was still about a 10-minute drive or so.
Yeah.
And I went to their library. I started volunteering in that library. And cool. As I'm volunteering, putting books away and stuff like that, I see these kids over in this computer room. I see this little blocky stick figure style game. And I'm like, what is this? So I just casually walked over and started questioning them about it. And they're like, hey, this guy's old. I'm like, thinking, they probably think I'm old, but at the time I was like 19 or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all like 10, 12 and stuff like that. Can barely even get a permission to use them. And they started talking about me. A lot of time, I didn't have internet where I was living.
Yeah.
So I cut back my volunteering like 6-7 days a week. And I'd volunteer about half the day. And then I'd play RuneScape half the day. Or if they had extra volunteers where I wasn't really needed, I'd there and play RuneScape most of the day.
Nice.
And I met a lot of people there at the library. And then years later, my wife, which at the time we weren't married, her brother played it. And, he never did beat the dragon to be able to use rune chestplate. And I always called him a used car because of it, because he had the Addy chestplate. And I always called everybody. I did the same thing to my brother who played it. But I would get in so much trouble with her, because we had only been dating for maybe a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be sitting there playing RuneScape with our brother. And then you just hear her come around the corner, and she just had that look. It's like, hey, man, I'm going to go hang out with your sister. I used to get myself in so much trouble. But it was fun. It's a great game until they ruined it.
Yeah. I think that covers that, right?
Yeah.
So how did you end up finding, like, how did you end up finding the One of Us community then?
Okay. I don't remember exactly what triggered it, but somehow I ended up in, I can't ever remember who exactly, but it was either Palp or Obi.
Okay.
It was either I found Palp through Obi or I found Obi through Palp, one of the two.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Obi that I first saw. And I was just kind of just chatted up. I really never did go in chats much. There were a couple streamers that I interacted with earlier on, like, I forget his name, but it's like Joker or something. Mr. Joker.
Okay.
I talked to him a lot, and I was a sub for him for a little bit. Pretty long. Sorry. So I had a meet Obi, and he, you know, did the typical throwing out the Discord and all of that. But, like, it was just, like, you go into a stream, and you'll either have somebody who's super interactive, or you'll have somebody that just, you know, not to throw names, but, like, Ninja. He it's hard for this guy to interact, so that's understandable.
Yeah.
But, like, you'll have that same kind of feel, where it's like, he's got an excuse, other people don't. That's what you're there for, man. Like, I would much rather have a day of streaming with, like, 2-3 people that are just chatting up the whole time than have, like, 30 people and nobody talks.
Yeah. It's a different style of content. But, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, so I met Obi. I got in the Discord. You know, mainly started using it just for the, you know, the promo and all that. But then I just started, you know, getting more and more into the community. With every time, or if, like, the first time Obi threw up, like, the stream team, went through and followed everybody. Whenever they come on, I'd go see them. I'd go host them with my zero viewers when I just stream for like 4 hours, nobody watching, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just amazing, and I love the community. I'm here. I'm hooked. I'm one of us, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the whole point, right?
In fact, I was listening to one of the podcasts the other day with Rock. And, I had Rock.
I was gonna say I was definitely on it. Yeah, for sure.
You were there. Whiskey.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the general coin, and like I didn't even finish listening to the podcast. It was still rolling, and I'd message him, and before the podcast was over, I already had that coin set up.
Yeah, those coins are so cool. Like it's such a cool thing that he was able to do.
Maybe one day I'll have one with the beard logo on one side.
There you go. There you go. Hey, it's always something. It's always something to work towards, right?
Goals, life goals.
Hashtag life goals.
Streamer goals, we'll say. Maybe not life goals. Stream goals. Well, still life goals. Close enough.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad we had you. You know, you've been.
So since that, if I'm at home and I have nothing to do, if I have something to do, like I'll be sitting there working on my, you know, stream setup, and I've always got at least one browser open. If there's a One of Us on, they're either hosted, even if they're muted, and I'm just sitting here laughing at funny facial expressions. I'm watching.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna talk, but usually I do, especially Obi, because every time I come in there, he's got my all about my beard, about that beard. And he always ends up mispronouncing the first part of it and saying bass. But that gives me something to laugh at anyway. But, like, the way Obi, like, lights up when he says, beard! It's just, yeah. Gotta love Obi. Hi, Obi! I had to do that.
It's been like I don't remember. I think the first time I saw you, not the first time I saw you in Discord, but the first time I saw your stream, you were doing the Hot Nuts challenge.
Oh God!
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't think you were gonna make it.
Oh yeah, because it was either you or Whiskey. It was Whiskey that disappeared for like a half hour, and everybody was wondering what happened.
Yeah, no, don't get it twisted. I've never done the Hot Nuts challenge, and okay, I don't think so I ever will.
I'll put this out there right now. I am pretty much immune to hot.
Yeah.
Like, to an extreme, at least. I've eaten raw ghost peppers and stuff like that, and they don't bother.
Yeah.
Now, the oils are a totally different story.
Well, yeah, those are, it's so concentrated.
Oh, yeah, yeah, capsaicin is just, oof, it's not good on your skin.
Yeah.
Which, actually, interesting fact, you might know this, Rob, because you're a smart guy. Rob. You're definitely not Rob. You wear pants, probably.
Probably.
Probably. But anyway, so the reason spicy food is spicy is because the human body is actually mildly allergic to capsaicin oil.
Yep.
And a lot of people are just like, I just can't tolerate it. No, you just have a higher allergy. Me, I'm just dang near immune to it. So literally.
So I work for a major food manufacturer, and one of our
send me some hot stuff. I'm gonna love you forever.
Well, one of our one of our biggest things, like we do more commercial stuff, right? So we're not doing like the crazy hot stuff, things like that. But one of the things that we do, like one of our biggest products, is salsas. And like when you look at like the salsa aisle, right? You've always got medium, mild, and hot. Mm-hmm. The salsa itself is exactly the same, right? The formula of the peppers and the onions and everything that goes in there is the same.
Yeah.
We use, what we end up doing is we use essentially heatless jalapenos that go in there. They're just there for flavor.
Okay.
And then the temperature is adjusted by adding capsaicin oil to however much we add to the batch, that's like that's whether you get mild, medium, or hot. We have to treat that with like as if it was like an acid, because like the cooks have to get all suited up, like because if that touches your skin, like it's like acid burning through your skin, right? And so that's why when you're saying like the oils, I'm like I can only fucking imagine, because. Like we had a spill where like luckily it didn't hit, like it didn't touch anybody, but just the spill and the odor of it, it was like pepper spray, like a pepper spray bomb had gone off in the kitchen, because that, I mean, that's essentially what that is. Like it's pepper spray. Like that's what pepper spray is made out of.
So my question is, do they have like a huge stockpile of milk on hand?
No.
And I say this completely serious. And I'll give you the example of what happened with this. The one day, I used to grow scorpion peppers, which is, I think right now, what, third hottest, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
I would grow them out in my backyard. I had these two, like, big Home Depot buckets, and I grew them for probably 3 years, I actually survived. Longest living plants I ever owned. And it died afterwards. But, so I'd take these peppers, because, like, the second year, I started actually getting a couple, and the third year, I just got a lot. So I stuck all of these peppers, I cut them in half, stick them in my smoker, seeds and everything with pecan wood. Oh my God, the flavor. I would crush these up instead of red pepper on my pizza.
Damn.
And the one day I had the pizza sitting on the stove, got like the, you know, ceramic style, not the coil stove.
Yeah.
I had the pan sitting there, I put the peppers on it, and I reopened up the oven to put in another pizza for somebody else. And that steam from the oven came up and pushed that dust right into my eyes.
Oh, man.
Luckily, my refrigerator is pretty close to my stove, and I knew where the milk was, and I knew there was a roll of paper towels on the counter.
Oh, my gosh.
Couldn't see, grabbed the paper towels, dumped milk on it, set the milk on the floor, didn't care where the lid went, and I just slapped that on my eyes, and almost instant, it was gone.
Wow.
Milk is amazing. Honestly, it does more for your skin than it will for, like, if somebody has a low tolerance and they try to drink milk.
Yeah.
Again, they're fighting that allergy.
Yeah. And then by that point, it's already been absorbed, right? You're not.
Exactly.
You're not. You're not, You're not diluting it or cutting it down.
People sit there trying to drink a thousand different things to try to get the heat to go. If you can't tolerate the heat's not going to go very quickly. It's going to stay.
No, you get temporary relief, but that's about it.
Right. But those same peppers, the one day I had just brought in a batch that I was smoking, and I set them in the oven to finish cooling off after I brought them out of the smoker. And my wife preheats the oven. Mm. She didn't know they were in there.
Mm.
And I'm sitting downstairs, and all of a sudden I hear, Joe, your peppers! And I'm just like, what did she do to my peppers? We're going to fight. I run up the stairs. All right, started to run up the stairs. As soon as I opened the basement door, heading up the stairs to the kitchen, I felt like I was in a SWAT raid. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see. My lungs were on fire.
Oh, man.
It was bad. And I get up there, and again, I couldn't see very well. I'm like, feeling around, trying to get up the stairs into the kitchen. And I'm like, what did you do? She's like, I preheated the oven. I'm like, but my peppers were there. She's like, yeah, that much is obvious now. Opened all the doors, all the windows. And I'm just like, man, I hope I never have to go through a SWAT raid because that was bad enough.
Yeah, for sure.
And now she checks the oven before she preheats it too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably only make that mistake once.
Yeah, it hurt. Yeah, I've eaten a lot of spicy food. The Death Nut Challenge was definitely the spicy one. The spiciest one. And the only reason it really got to me is because I didn't eat. I didn't eat first.
Ah, yeah, that'll get you.
So when that hit my stomach, like the flavor of the first, was it the first two or three were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The last ones were kind of boring, but that last one, when it hit my stomach, dude, I felt like I was dying from the inside.
Just burning right through, pretty much.
For like an hour, I think it was. My face, I didn't stream for like 2 weeks because my face is all red and splotchy from busting blood vessels. Like, I just disappeared for a while. It was bad. But yeah, now if you want to try something more tolerable that's amazing flavor and I kind of want to crush it up and put it on chicken or something, it's called the Toe of Satan. And it's like a lollipop. And they're actually made right here in St. Louis at a Flamethrower Candy Company. And I tried one of those one day after seeing that guy on Facebook, Catfish Cooley.
Dude's awesome. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Dude, he was crying and spitting and drooling. I put this thing in my mouth and did the 5-minute challenge. I pulled it out. I'm like, that was weak. And I started chewing on it.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
My wife was tearing up from across the room, and she didn't even touch the thing.
Jeez.
She's like, how?
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, you want to get into some Discord questions? We got a whole bunch from everybody. So one of the standard questions that we try to ask everybody is, what is the origin story of your new username? So Daedric Angel, where does that come from originally?
So, originally, my gamer tag wasn't Daedric Angel.
Oh, it wasn't?
I used to play in a, like, gaming center place that was, like, you could either do, like, a membership or pay by hour.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, big screen TVs and consoles and gaming PCs and all that.
Nice.
And I would go there, and I met a lot of people, and my brother used to call me Jew, J-E-W. Had nothing to do with religion. So, as a joke, I ended up making my gamer tag as the Super Jew, because it's my initials.
Mm-hmm.
And I used that for quite a while, and then after a while, I was just getting really tired of people doing the whole, hey, are you Jewish? Are you this? And I was like,
yeah.
No, I'm not. It's my initials. And I just really got tired of people asking it over and over and over. I mean, I had nothing against gamer tag. It was just tired of the questions.
Yeah.
So, it's known. I'm a big fan of Elder Scrolls series, so I was like, Daedric Angel kind of is like a wordplay on like Hell's Angels, the MC.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when people think of the Daedric deities, a lot of times they think of them as evil in the game series, and they're not all evil. Daedric is just a term for the Daedric princes, which are pretty much considered gods. Or technically they are gods, I guess.
Yeah.
So Daedric Angel kind of came out of that, but at the same time, Daedric, the base of it, is not as much of an evil statement as it is kind of diversity and variety and randomness, because, like, say you got Sheogorath, who's madness, you've got Talos, who's more of a, you know, a guardian kind of God, I don't know if I got that explained right, but there's so many different of the Daedric princes and deities and stuff. They're all different. They all have their own personalities. And it was kind of more of a thing to say, hey, be original, be unique. So be your own angel. And that's just kind of how it went from there. And I've had it since 2008. I think I changed it in my wife at the time, not even fiance's living room while I was playing Xbox one day. Had everybody report my gamer tag so Microsoft would make me change it, and I changed it for free to Daedric Angel, and that's it.
That's pretty awesome. That's a cool story about kind of the meaning behind the name too, which I dig. Rob asks, what's the best beard wax to buy?
Honestly, I could not tell you. The only thing I use similar to beard wax is what's called beard balm.
Okay.
I guess, which is like the difference between like maybe hair wax and hair pomade, or I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
But it tends to have more carrier oil, like jojoba or argan, mm-hmm. whatever it's pronounced. So it's better for your hair. So balm is for styling and for nutrients, where beard wax itself is more like using hair gel.
Gotcha. Okay. How long have you been growing that beard?
Well, I worked at Waffle House back in 16, I think it was, so about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their requirements, which I know I should have played the religion card, so I didn't shave it then, but they made you shave. You had to be clean shaven. The most you could have was like a neatly cut, like lip length mustache.
Okay.
So I actually have a picture of this somewhere. I should have had it on standby for you because you would have laughed your ass off.
Oh, no, you're going to have to send that to me.
When I shaved this beard, it was about 2 years old, somewhere around there. It wasn't the most full beard or anything. It was scraggly looking, but I shaved half of it off. Like, nose over one side, shaved the entire beard off, left the mustache on that side still. Took a picture of it. Shaved the rest of the mustache, or the beard off on the other side. Took another picture of just the mustache. Looked in the mirror, saw this mustache, and I'm like, nope, shaving that. Not about to have a mustache. I didn't care if they allowed it or not. Mustaches are creepy to me. I can't.
Dude, I don't disagree with you. Yeah.
I'm not even going to refer to what they make people look like.
Yeah.
They just have the mustache. There's only a couple people that can pull off mustache. It's usually older people or Spanish people. Spanish men, like, you know, so Antonio true. Banderas, like that.
Yeah.
Pull off the mustache. The diabetes guy, he can pull off the mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else know? I mean, if you're under the age of like 40 or 50, don't do a mustache. No, go for the beard. I mean, you got mustache rides and you got beard rides. Anyway, I went there, but so I haven't shaved since I quit working there.
Wow.
Back to the okay. question here. So it'll be about 3 years next month since I've shaved, and I've only trimmed my beard itself once, and that was about, I think, a month and a half, 2 months ago. I actually went to a place that's known for, you know, doing beard grooming.
Okay.
Because I don't trust myself trimming my beard.
Yeah, no, like I'd be terrifying.
Yeah, well, I mean, even when my beard was just, you know, like short, more like stylish kind of, I won't even call it a beard. It was just more enhanced stubble. I would use like a guide tool, like this little red plastic thing, and I'd use it to try to trim and get the lines even. I'd still mess it up and shave the whole thing off. So I don't trust myself.
Yeah.
So they just kind of trimmed off the ends just to give it a little more fullness to it, because the bottom's kind of thin, but it's, you know, it's still growing. It's a baby. It's only 3 years old.
Rusty asks, would you ever do a stream loots to shave the beard?
Rusty, I'm just going to tell you now, I don't regret using that, ramming speed card for you today, because, yeah, that question, Now, I'll hear. The closest card I have to that, it just has the little fingers, and it says, this card does nothing. That's the best you're going to get one for that one, Rusty. Well, and I'll tell you, the beard for me isn't just about the look. Like, I love my beard.
Yeah.
It's like a part of me. It may sound strange, but it makes me feel better about myself. I get more confidence. And on top of that, I just can't do the whole baby face. I mean, have you seen Devil lately? He shaved and...
No, yeah.
No offense, Devil, but beards are bust.
How are you liking Streamloops, by the way? I meant to ask you that earlier.
I haven't had a lot of interaction with it yet. I'm kind of afraid for the day people start coming in realizing I have them for Wreckfest, because I typically don't consider myself a very talented gamer, but Wreckfest, I can wreck. I can do some damage in Wreckfest, and I got a buddy who gets salty and just takes off almost every time. Like, we'll get it, like, maybe 10 races in. He's like, no, nope, I'm done. That's because usually if I get screwed up.
I haven't.
Like, actually, yeah. It was, like, 2 days ago. Right as he was about to finish, I think he was about to take over first, or he was in first. And as I was coming by, I just barely nicked his front end, spun him out. He got fourth place.
Oh, no.
I am mean. But I'm good at it, dude. Like, I usually finish, like, top three on races. And on the demos, it's just kind of hit and miss because that's just how the demos are on there.
Yeah. I've watched that game. Like, it's been on my Steam wish list for years. I just haven't been able to pull the trigger on it yet.
See, I've got cards on that all the way from just simple stuff like drive backwards or drive the car backwards or drive the track backwards. Mm. I've got one that's called, I want to say Carpool Karaoke, but I don't think that's it. But it's literally, I have to pull up a song from, I got like a list of songs bookmarked with karaoke links and everything.
Yeah.
And I have to try to sing a karaoke song while I'm still playing the game.
Oh my gosh.
I have a karaoke card in my normal stream loots because I love singing karaoke. But most of it is bass or baritone stuff, so, you know, Johnny Cash,
yeah.
Sinatra. But I will neither confirm or deny if there is a Britney Spears song in there.
Oh, all right, we're going to have to buy some cards.
Yeah, we'll get this. The one card I have in there, I have to drive with my middle fingers. Can you imagine trying to, you know, drive with just your middle fingers? I mean, you can throttle, you can steer, but you can't brake, you can't look around, you can't do anything except for drive and steer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I guess also maybe a one-handed one. It's like, do some weird claw motion here.
Crouton.
I'm having fun with them.
Crouton asked, have you ever lost anything like your car keys in the beard?
Well, my car key has like the key fob thing on it, so I think it would fall out and probably hit me in the knee or something first. But I have, I think I've actually lost an SD card once.
See that?
Like, I think I had, like, held it in my mouth or something when I was, like, switching it. Is there an SD card? Yeah, is there an SD card or a SIM card? I was, like, switching it out of a phone, and I put it in my mouth while I did it. You know, moisture. That's a good idea.
Mm, and yeah, it always helps.
On my beard. And I didn't realize. I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, is this? Yeah, I just held on to it for me. Now, food stealing, that's a major reason. We don't want to go there.
Do you lose a lot of food in the beard?
Well, yeah. I mean, I like eating in the car. So that's why I love Taco Bell, because I feel like it's something you eat in the car.
Yeah.
Or like Jack in a Box tacos, but Jack in a Box tacos, the lettuce, it just, dude. It's the first thing I do when I get home is I got to start, like, kick out my beard like a dog with an itch, just so I get all the lettuce and stuff out of there.
You need to videotape you know, that next time you do it.
You're saving that for later? I'm like, nope, I'll eat it right now.
Whiskey asks his famous question, what's your favorite whiskey?
You know, I was actually expecting this one because I was watching the episode with you and Helm, and he had mentioned Buffalo something.
Buffalo Trace?
Yeah, Buffalo Trace.
I
just picked it up. Bought it today, actually. I think it was.
Oh, did you?
Yesterday. Yeah, I got $25.
You hear that, Buffalo Trace? We're accepting sponsorships now. We're actively selling your product.
I'm going to say I do like this, and I'm also going to say I'm not a big like hard liquor drinker. Usually, if I drink something harder, it's more like rum, like Malibu or some kind of coconut, things like that. Or,
okay, yeah.
You know, I like mixing stuff more, or I just do beer. Like I typically drink an unfiltered meat that's made in Kansas City by Boulevard.
Which one?
So if you ever get a chance to try that, it's called Boulevard Hazy Wheat.
Yeah, we get a bunch of the Boulevard beers up here. I've had a couple of them. I don't know if I've had Hazy Wheat though.
Hazy Wheat. It was originally called just unfiltered wheat, but it's still the same as the Hazy Wheat.
Mm-hmm.
That is my go-to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't drink a lot, so like I'll grab a 12-pack, throw it in the fridge, and it'll like maybe last me a week or two sometimes.
I used to homebrew a few years back, and so like I can really appreciate like a nice unfiltered beer.
I would love to. Yeah. See, that's the thing. I first started. I was at a bar doing karaoke. And one of my brother's friends had, I think it's made by AB, Shock Top.
Yeah.
And I liked it, and oh my god, it's so much better on draft. Like, you always hear people say that, but that one definitely is better on draft. So from there, it just kind of like, oh, I really like this. Before that, I was drinking like, you know, low tier Budweiser stuff, like Select and stuff like
that. The macro beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I live in St. Louis. St. Louis is the birthplace of Budweiser beer.
Yeah.
We have a the brewery up here takes up like, I think it's like 15 blocks, something like that. It's huge.
It's incredible.
And you can you drive down up Highway 55 going towards like Illinois or North St. Louis, you smell the beer brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what time you go by it, it's either you smell the beer you don't want to smell, like they're cleaning up after it.
Yeah.
Or you smell that warm, what they call wort, which is the one that's brewing. Oh my God, dude, that is like, it's better than smelling like honeysuckle or fresh burgers, in my opinion.
It's a great smell when you get the right part of the process. You know,
another perk of having that brewery up there?
Hmm.
Go up there on tour and get free beer.
Oh, nice.
Let's go, like, do the same thing at the one called Grant's Farm. It's like a little, kind of like a petting zoo / zoo, regular zoo, and it's owned by Budweiser.
That's pretty cool.
And I think it was actually a gift somewhere in the family history of like Augustus Busch and because Augustus Busch married what's his name? Well, the other one, he married his daughter, basically, and that's how Anheuser Busch became a thing.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
History there. I've been through there so many times and got so much free beer. I remember after history. They're close and it's free. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, go there a couple times a day, you know?
But one day I was sitting there talking to them, the tour guys, and they said that there's a homeless guy that lives fairly near the brewery. And since they do their free tours, this guy will go there almost every single day. He will go on the tour. He will actually help with the tour because he has it memorized.
He's seen it so many times, yeah.
He gets his free beer and he goes home. And like, from what I understand, he's really nice. He keeps himself clean for a guy who's in his situation, which there are a couple centers in that area.
Yeah.
But, like, I just thought that was fascinating. I'm like, this dude, he's down on his luck, but he knows how to get his free beer and still trying to help out people while he does it. He's
resourceful.
Like, oh, I need a beer. Give me
$2. Yeah. And,
So, yeah, it's interesting.
You're
coming to St. Louis. Definitely go there.
Yeah. Curly Dino asked, if you were a female and not a male, what would your new brand be? the bearded female of Mixer?
Well, you know,
Mixer's bearded lady.
I guess the brand would have to be something like the Freak Show or Sideshow, because what carnival is complete without a bearded woman?
There you go. I like it. Sharky asked, who's your favorite musical artist?
I've got a lot of favorites. I listen to pretty much anything except for most stuff like rap. Like, some rap I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But to name one, I'm going to go by my favorite one to see live, which is one that most people aren't going to expect, and that's Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, okay.
He is one of the most amazing live shows because he'll, like, change his clothes in between sets. I've seen him twice live. Once when I was probably, I don't know, 13 or so, and then once... a few years back up at Illinois State Fair, my mother-in-law told us about it, so we drove all the way up there to go watch it.
He seems like he would be a good time.
Oh, yeah, he is. In fact, the State Fair concert he was doing, I think it was All About the Benjamins. I'm sure you've probably heard it. All About the Benjamins, yeah. No, it wasn't that one, because All About the Benjamins is the original. It's All About the Pentium. What was the song? I don't know, something with money. And he had, like, these, like, Monopoly money kind of size Weird Al dollar bills that he just shot out over the crowd. And I saw people tackling each other, and I might have tackled somebody too. But I got one of these. I got one of them, and I still have it. I just had to figure out where it is because it's in, like, this lockbox thing. It's like a bank-style lockbox that I got with GTA 4, I think it was, with the collector's edition. So, like, I actually have some, like, I guess you'd say memorabilia, sentimental stuff in there, and one of them is that I've got, like, the first movie Pokemon cards in there, because my brother worked at the theater and I never even watched in the theater, so I had like 6-7 sets of these foil cards, and they're still only worth like $20 on eBay, and I'm like, what the hell? I have been saving them just for that. They have been touched. They're in a Ziploc and everything. But the Weird Al block. And we almost went to see him. I think it's around this time. He's going to be in Kansas City, and it would have cost me like, I think it was like $1,700. I don't even remember if that counted driving over there or a train over there. But it was a meet and greet, and I was going to have him sign that. And I was just like, no, I can't put the money out. I can't get myself to go to PAX or anything right now, let alone just a 3-hour drive and spending $600-$700. This isn't in the budget.
Yeah.
Go to PAX. sex.
I hear that. Like we just finished.
I want to see how I measure up to Rob.
We just finished finishing our whole basement this summer, and so yeah. Now it's like everything budget wise is on like hold. Like there's no extra spending.
Speaking of, I was actually listening to that podcast that you were talking to Pulp, I think it was about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about like that. It was Pulp because he was filling in for
whiskey. Yep.
I just wanted to throw out there real quick since I'm the first one that gets a comment on it on a cast. I like that style.
Yeah.
I think it would be amazing if you guys did something like that, especially since you got Craig helping in the background.
Yeah.
To have people come in, do like the update, but bring in like guests and stuff like yeah. that. And, you know, kind of like you do with the normal spotlights, but just more like a rotating platform, like yeah. the view, but with less weird people.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Well, not less weird people, but less people from the view.
Yeah, no, pull people from the stream team in better, and do it.
Weird people, but in a better way.
Yeah, there you go. Last question.
Make sure I didn't forget that.
Last question from Lucid Sugar. If you could have any meal right now, what would it be?
What meal would it be? Probably the barbecue place up the road. Actually, ooh. I can give you a picture of this. I should have this one. I made sure I had this because I knew the food stuff always tended to come up.
Always.
And these nachos are freaking amazing. And they're like $11. But, you know, I'll just tell you something. If it's like $11, I'm still willing to take that over something like, you know, steak or something. But these nachos, $11. They're like three meals. That is a cookie tray. Like, it looks like a cookie sheet.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had a buddy. Met him on Xbox. He came up and visited me in November.
Chat.
And I told him, I'm like, this is like a three-meal, you know, plate right here. He's from wow. Texas. He's that's... like, oh, that's a challenge. Thing, I still had leftovers for two meals.
Wow!
And the whole rest of the day, he was complaining. We ended up having to go and get some Pepto, and I'm like, dude, I told you. See, like, there's one thing. If anybody ever comes to St. Louis, there are essentials you have to do in St. Louis. One mm-hmm. is definitely say hi to me. I'll meet you somewhere. We'll have a beer. But St. Louis style pizza. I know people got their pizzas all over the place. Like, you have the big giant, what is it, New York that has the flat ones they got to roll up into a burrito or something. Actually, you're from New York, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. So yeah. you're tiptoeing down very dangerous lands, my friend.
On. I'm going to recover.
Yeah, okay. Because that's all
right. Thin crust, right?
Hmm?
St. Louis's thin crust is just not roly-poly thin crust. It's
okay.
Like a crispy, a lot of people actually call it like a cracker, but it's not quite that crunchy.
The ultra thin. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The
trademark of it is what they call Provel cheese, and you'll only find it close to St. Louis unless you order it. If you order it, it's extremely expensive because of the shipping and everything. It's like $25 for a 5-pound block for me.
Okay.
But I've actually bought one. I have part of one in the fridge right now. But this cheese is kind of like a cross between like white cheddar, Provel, and Swiss, I think it is. But they had a smoky flavoring to it. So it's almost like having creamy bacon cheese on your pizza.
Nice.
You get a cheese pizza in St. Louis, and it still tastes amazing because it tastes like bacon. If you don't like bacon, then something's wrong. But, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What was the question again? Oh, the what was it? Okay.
Yeah. This is a giant plate of nachos. I'm going to – so for listeners who obviously don't get this picture, I'm going to find a way to get this – posted somewhere, and I'll include the picture in the show notes. So if you want to see what we're talking about, scroll down a little bit and click on that picture because it looks incredible.
And if you want to know where to get it, let me know. I'm the St. Louis.
Yeah. You gotta tell him because he wants to go with you. So he's not just gonna give out this information.
Dude, even better. You ever had custard, like frozen custard?
Yeah.
Maple bacon custard.
See, that's where I draw the line. I don't like my bacon gross. Mixed with stuff.
Well, hold on though. It sounds gross. I thought it sounded gross. I've had bacon flavored soda, not soda like baking soda, but literally.
Yeah.
Like
soda no, I know what you're talking about.
I almost threw up. It was bad. I got a strong stomach. But no, this maple bacon soda. It's a mild maple, but it's actually real bacon in it. Like it's smoked bacon, and I could actually go in there and just get that. But I can't go in there and get nachos without getting that.
Sounds amazing. If I'm ever in St. Louis, I'm definitely gonna look you up. We're gonna go get free beer, and then we're gonna go get some nachos. Maybe not in that order, or maybe yes, in that
Ted
order.
Drew's. We gotta go to Ted Drew's.
Let's do it.
Another frozen custard place.
Let's do it.
I went there the one first time with my ex-wife.
Yeah.
And she's like, "You never had Ted Drew's?" I'm like, "No." This ice cream I got there, it's called a tiramisu. Don't confuse it with the coffee thing.
Yeah.
It sounds gross. I've never actually had one, so I'm not going to say it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I think it's based off like the Mizzou sports team. I think it's base football, soccer. I don't know.
Never heard of them.
I don't know. Yeah, Mizzou. I think it's a sport. I'll just leave it at that. But it's like a mixture of, like a trademark blend of different types of chocolate and caramel, and has like roasted pistachios in there. And I love pistachios.
Mm.
I got it my first time, and I've never ordered a thing there since. That's the only thing I order there.
Sounds tasty. I'm not a pistachio fan. So you're losing me. You had me at barbecue nachos.
They've got like different like peach pies. They got cherry chocolate. They got chocolate chip.
All right, now
they
we're
got
back.
Pretty much anything you can think of. Rock, I will find you something there. You were eating.
Now we're back in. I'm in again.
Yes. You'll enjoy your custard after you eat the pizza and the nachos, and then you'll probably sleep for about 3 days because St. Louis has a lot to offer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you go up north, I hate going to the city.
I have some friends that live in the St. Louis area, so like they're always telling me, come on out.
See, I get excited every time I meet a streamer that's from St. Louis, and I've met like about four or five of them, and in fact I think two or three of them are Parker.
Oh nice.
So I was like, oh dude, nice. We gotta get a beer sometime. We haven't got a beer yet.
you guys gotta get like a con going, like get St. Louis streamer con.
Dude, I would love that because if I went to PAX, it would run me probably $3,000 to $4,000.
Yeah, with travel and everything.
Yeah. And then like any direction, whether it was like east, west, south, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is St. Louis. We are like right smack dab in the middle of the US. Why is there not a central con?
I don't know.
I mean, they could make their logo look like some kind of like Voltron assembling. You got the east arm, the west arm, the south, which they just have two legs. They don't get one leg on each side. and then, crap, is there a north one? There isn't a north one. Well, we can be the
I don't think so. There's like east, yeah, there's east, west, south. I think that's about it.
There's a big convention center in St. Louis over by the hospital.
Yeah, well.
I don't know where do I park.
Get it going, man. Get it started.
Well, are you kidding? I have the organization skills of... See? I'm so unorganized, I can't even think of a word to use for it.
There you go. You're like me.
I'll say I can get organized. I just can't stay organized.
People don't realize that I wing this podcast every fucking week.
Well, you do a great job of it, man. Though
last week was the first week that I ever wrote notes for this podcast, other than maybe the first episode. Like the first episode, I was nervous, so I probably wrote notes.
See, you know what's funny? I did kind of peek at the questions. I cheated.
Yeah. Everybody
cheated. My own personal notes on this, and I was hoping you were going to ask the favorite color one.
What's your favorite color? Go for it.
I intended this, but I had a pun ready for it, and it was if I answer wrong, will I be cast into the gorge of eternal peril? Please tell me you get that.
I don't.
Monty Python.
Oh my god! Do you know how long it's been since I've seen that movie?
Yeah, but anyway, neon green. So I was also waiting for the weirdest indie game. I'm gonna throw it out there anyway because this, I'm not making this up. Like about 2-3 weeks ago, I downloaded a game and it was called A Boy and His Beard. I saw the name. I'm like, this gotta, is free. I mean, I'm downloading.
You have to.
It is literally you are controlling this kid with one joystick because you have to use it on PC with a controller. It's the only way you play it.
Okay.
And then the other controller controls the beard, which is basically this big hairy fist. And you swing it around and beat up people, and
oh
like you collect
God.
Their beards to make your beard stronger. And I'm just like, why am I playing this? I played it for like maybe an hour. And I'm just like, no, I gotta delete this later. It's bad, but it's funny.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to look that up. That sounds fun.
All right.
Well, dude, I want to thank you for coming on. I mean, I kind of gave you short notice. I've been not doing as good a job as I usually do of scheduling people out ahead, but you answered the call on like 3 days' notice, so thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm on free time, so
Why don't you take a moment now for... What's that?
I'm a stay-at-home dad, so I don't really got much plans going on.
Oh, that's... I mean, I'm sure you're still plenty busy. Why don't you take a minute now, though, and let people know... Where can they find you, like, if they want more Daedric? Where should they go?
Main place would be, of course, Mixer at Daedric _ Angel.
Yep.
It's spelled the same way as in Skyrim, Daedric. I think I spelled it right. Otherwise, I'm going to feel stupid. On Mixer, it is Daedric Angel, and I don't think there's an underscore. One of the two, same logo, so it should be easy to find.
On Mixer?
You may also actually, on Twitter.
Oh, Twitter, too. Yeah.
You may also see me on the Microsoft Answers, because I am a Xbox ambassador.
So oh, very cool.
They're answering questions. And I'm sure you'll see me trolling people like Ninja Platypus, because he's really fun to troll.
I will make sure to include those links down in the show notes too. Hopefully so
the right spelling in case I spelled that wrong.
I usually go and
spell things out loud.
I usually go and find them and then I copy and paste them myself. That way I know that I didn't screw them up.
That works.
You guys know me. I'm Roxy Roller. You can find me on Twitch, Instagram, Facebook at Roxy Roller, YouTube at Roxy Roller TV, and Twitter at Roxy Roller 1. Daedric, again, dude. Thank you so much. This was such a good episode. I appreciate appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll
one of us.
And everybody out there listening, until next time, this has been the One of Us Community Podcast. Bye.